My name is Galima. I am the executive director of the Amuru Forum here. And Amuru Forum means a talking point, a point where we come to discuss. I'm also chairperson of the Civil Society Council of Liberia Grand Jeter Chapter.
There's this issue of one of Grand Jeter representatives, Honorable Murata Woli of Electoral District Number 2. We actually want to understand what have been the involvement of Grand Jeter County Civil Society Council.
Well, we, by and large, been involved, but with very keen interest that has to do with how the issue started, where it started, where it is. Because if you follow it closely as journalists, which you have been doing, it all emanated from Monrovia. And by the fact that it started from Monrovia, it has a good distance away from our door. It is a Grand Jeter related issue. In two folds, the victim is a Grand Jeterian. The alleged perpetrator is also a Grand Jeterian. And at the senior level, I've been a representative. But be as it may, it started from Monrovia. So our own interest has been, how authentic is the information? How true is the whole thing? And we've had one or two meetings here, checking on it to know, where did the whole thing happen? Well, and everything is like rumors. So we're privileged to have listened to the Honorable Mayor the last time via one of the community radio stations. I think it was Smart, where he provides clarity on it. And we call him. And similar clarity he provided, that he's innocent about it. He doesn't know about it. It was a snare campaign against him. The civil society here, we are partners. So some of our partners were in the region to go and ascertain as to the validity of the issue. But what is really worrisome is that we don't see the actors, especially the victim, not the perpetrator or alleged perpetrator, but the victim is not clear in the picture, though in the tabloids. But we don't know how the pictures came about. And normally the photos of the victims are always covered. Their faces can be conceived, so that the person does not get stigmatized. And they are not papers you can use to look for the victim. So it's been a troubling situation, quite clearly. The alleged perpetrator on the other side lives in Monrovia, works in Monrovia, doesn't come to it unless there is break.
We are thinking whether the civil society of Grand Jeter County, looking at the integrity of the county, especially alleged rape case involving representative or stakeholder of this county and the country, are you also thinking in that direction?
Well, for us, we condemn the act. It's illegal according to our laws that govern this country. By and large, it doesn't commensurate with modern statuses, especially for a high-profile person like that. But again, as I said, we are like prisoners caught in the middle. We are in Swedru. But we can't really prove anything, considering the meager resources we have here as voluntary organizations around here. So our own role is to condemn and say, look, it's wrong. But we're still looking after the judicial process, because everything must end in the court. And our most recent report is that he was invited by the police. His wife was also invited by the police, which drew our concern, and we have serious interest in it.
A lot of people were saying that the arrest recently by the representative Willie was not timely by the Liberia National Police, looking at the judicial process and even going to court, but to place him beyond bar, the kind of high-profile person he is.
And what the law does, it holds everybody equally responsible, especially for felony cases, first degree, second degree, in fact, third degree, cases that are very serious. So if rape are not punishable offenses in Liberia, if you commit a rape, you automatically go to jail, especially if it is proven. What make analysts try to say that probably a delay or a belated is the fact that the evidence is not there. We haven't seen the evidence. There is no court or no police station or no civil society actor organization that say, look, we got evidence that we can prosecute him back. Now they are saying, and like you must have maybe aware, we are dwelling on rumors here that the police say he tampered with evidence. He had probably tried to send into hiding the victim, some victim related family, so that they don't reveal the information. But it's something that we as civil society actors, we can't rely on and give an official version of the statement. So we're looking up to the judicial process as it goes on. Yes, we know quite clearly it's wrong, especially for a teenager, which is a 13 years old, according to our Liberian law, is wrong.
People are saying this child, upon giving birth, she came down with a stutter. As a civil society organization, are you looking at the health condition of this child as well?
This is our concern. But when police charge a person for temporary evidence, a person is in a position to destroy everything that can lead to it. Now, everything I am saying is you say, I say. The first time is that it was Front Page Africa that reported it. Front Page Africa did say some of these difficulties. For example, the issue of health, which is came down with fistula. Fistula is voluntary urination and excretion. That process is dangerous for a young person like that. But where is the person? Because there are facilities here that can easily work on this girl and she returned to normalcy. But with the place she is, the condition she's under, she can't any longer be available if she's anywhere around Liberia. Now, if she remains here, there is a serious health issue, and that could be tantamount to the girl's own health. So that's our concern. And the law is more or less trying to see how they can get the evidence before prosecuting the alleged perpetrator. But without the evidence, then it becomes difficult. So police is now saying he tampered with the evidence. How do we prove that he tampered with the evidence? Organizations have been going there, CSOs and other non-state actors, even state actors have been going there, DJ bearers have been going there, but they haven't gotten the trace of the person. At some point, they'll say, well, the person happened to have gone to the sacred forest, the sacred bush. Sometimes they say they don't know the person. So with that kind of conflict information, it becomes difficult to know.
What the civil society organizations of Grand Jida, I mean, hope to see at the end of this case?
A fair process. A process where the case can be adjudicated and he's guilty, he gets guilty and faces the way of the law, that is in keeping with the law. And what I always told people is, oh no, the case is not the one, but people planning a case against him. People in government want him to be punished. It's not an issue of people wanting him to get punished. It's the issue of the law. The law says, if you violated this, you'll be punished. And if you are punished, if you violated it, we as a society would like to see the full weight of the law. The law takes place, it must take it so that it serves as deterrent to other young people who are also in similar, not even young people, but some other responsible people who are also thinking to do wrong. Because doing wrong is against the law. And when you do the wrong, the law has its own weight. It says, if you did this, this is your punishment. If you went this way, this is your punishment. So if the person went to the place that the law stops seeing or stop her from going, automatically he or she got to bear the weight. So if it remains that he as a representative of the county will go to court and face the weight of the law in keeping with the act he allegedly committed, or so be it.